You know, the great thing about doing this show almost every day, 5 days, working days, you know, banker's hours. The great thing about doing this show every weekday, non-holiday weekday, is that right now I have nothing to say. Zero. But I still have to talk into my phone and put something up for the fans. The loving fans that wait. They keep refreshing their podcasts. And, oh, when's it coming? It's coming today, right? This isn't one of those days he just doesn't do it and we don't know. I can't. I think about you. And I say I have to. So here I am, speaking even though I've got nothing to say. So I hope you appreciate the effort. This is why I deserve your fandom. I used to be ashamed to say the word fan. I said, oh, it sounds so douchey. No, you're a fan. If you're listening now, you're a huge fan. I'm a fan of stuff. Why can't you be a fan of me? I'm fans of all sorts of people. I'm a fan of... I can't think of anybody right now, but I'm a fan of somebody. I guess we'll just do the news, okay? It's all right. Jacqueline is gingerly trying to not interrupt this recording, which is not... She's zipping a backpack and moving around. I'm trying to speak to my fans, and she could give a shit. She has, people stop her on the street. I have I think the barista that saw me on television doesn't work at the Starbucks anymore, so now I don't feel as special go walking in there. California Senate votes to restore net neutrality. That's good news for California. And here's another. California Chick-fil-A will pay workers $17 to $18 an hour. So that's where to be. I think we got to move to California. I can get one of these Chick-fil-A jobs making $17 to $18 bucks an hour. I'm going to ask for the $18 an hour job. And that's not, I mean, Chick-fil-A, I know they don't like gay people. They close on Sundays because they think they're fucking special. And, but at least they're paying. Is that, I don't, that's a lot, right? 18 bucks an hour. It's not like a lot, but it's like more than minimum wage. That's what my front door sounds like. It's very squeaky, and we've never done anything to fix it. I don't do anything to fix anything. When something breaks, I'm like, I guess that's broken, and it'll stay that way. We've lived here 7 years, and I think the first week the towel rod broke. There ain't no towel rod. So good for Chick-fil-A, but why not be nice to gay people, or not give money to anti-gay causes? If you seem to care about people, you want to pay them a decent wage. Do that too. Florida brewery unveils six-pack rings that feed sea turtles rather than kill them. That's fantastic. See? This is the kind of shit we need going down. Plastic that you can eat. So it's like, you know, straws? You can't recycle a straw. You probably heard about this. You know who's real into this cause is the Vinny Chase from Entourage. He's gotten way into the... This is like his big thing, right? I don't know how I know this, but somebody told me and now I know it. But straws, you can't recycle them. So all that plastic from all those straws that everybody uses every day, you go to a restaurant, they put a straw in your drink. You go get a nice coffee from Starbucks, straw, straw, straw. And they just fucking end up in the ocean. Make that shit edible. Make the cup edible. Now I'm eating the straw. I'm eating the cup. I'm helping the environment. You know, make it so it feeds the turtles. That sounds good, too. I wouldn't mind something for myself. Maybe the straws for the turtle, cups for me. But that's great. I'm very... I'm going to see what this brewery is. I can't drink alcohol. That's my problem. I'm an alcoholic, you know. Do you even know that? I don't really talk about it much. Because I haven't drank since I was 21 years old. So it's not that big of a deal. Screaming Reels IPA. Well, sounds great. Screaming Reels. Sears is closing 72 more stores. So Sears is still open. I didn't know Sears was still open until like a few weeks ago. I was in Fort Lauderdale. I was in Fort Lauderdale doing a show, and it's like in the suburbs. So there's nothing around, but there was like a freestanding Sears across the street, and I had to go get something. So go over there, and it just looked like it was depressing. I didn't know Sears was still around. You walk in there like, oh, I think Sears is gone, and they didn't tell these people. You know, like the soldier out in the jungles of Vietnam and doesn't know if there's still a war on. Something like, but they're gonna close. But why is what did Sears do? Why can't Sears just be? Like, everybody loves Target. I love Target. Sears, why don't you just do Target? First of all, get some real lighting in that fucking store. All these stores, Kmart and Sears and whatever, when they're going out of business, the lighting is just so fucking dismal in there. It's like people stop giving a shit, so they're replacing bulbs. And it's all this fluorescence. I don't know what they do in Target to make it so goddamn cheery, but it feels like you want to buy a pair of reasonably priced pants. I'm like, oh. But you know what they did at fucking Target? Is they got rid of their Massimo brand, which was my preferred brand, because that's the cool guy brand. That's for the kids. And then they had the Morona. That's for the dad. And now they just have Goodfellows. How am I supposed to differentiate myself in my Target clothes if you have one brand and it's Goodfellows? Nah, I don't like that. I like that Massimo. I'm behind the times, huh? I got to get with it. Just keep moving. I'm like, hey, man, this is my Goodfellows shirt. I got a Goodfellows t-shirt and a pair of khaki shorts. Last time I was at Target. And they're pretty good. No, I don't want that. But Sears is on its way out. 72 stores. The company closed 400 in the past 12 months. I don't know. Well, maybe they'll turn it around. I guess some are still open. Let's see. Any other good news? Do one more story and then out of here. This episode could have been more scenes. I really was like, I got nothing. Nothing. Governor Ivey announces Alabama schools will arm administrators. You see, there you go. Alabama. You arm the... Don't give guns to the teachers. Vice principal. The principal. that other vice principal who you don't really understand who's the real vice principal. They would always have, like, there's like this other, there'd be this other person, be like, who's this person? I just know that I have to go to them when I'm in trouble. This is the person that handles you in trouble and gives you a detention and, like, fucking talk. And I don't think they ever have any psychology training or anything like that. They're just, they're like education major, and then they just tell you how to act as a person when you're a kid. Fucking hated those people, the administrators. I know they're doing God's work. And now they're armed in Alabama. I'm not having kids. The world is too fucking bananas. It's craziness. Well, I definitely wouldn't have kids in Alabama anyway. And if you live in Alabama, I'm not trying to say that I'm better than you, but New York's probably a better quality of life. Alabama sounds great too. I've been there, I think. All right. That's it. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.